My name is Lee Madden, and I'm a product manager in the John Deere Spur Marketing Group in Des Moines, Iowa. Today I want to talk about the new 2008 30 Series sprayers. They are loaded with technology. As we look at our lineup that we have to offer from John Deere on the sprayer side, it starts with the 6700. The 6700 comes with a 400-gallon tank and 60-foot boom, and I think many of you out there are probably very familiar with this machine. Next, we have a 4730 and 4830, new to the lineup this year. And followed by that is the 4930, and you can get that with a solution system to handle your chemical and fertilizer applications, or with a dry box for your dry fertilizer. Now, looking at the 4730, I mentioned it's new this year. It's replacing the previous 4720. The 30 has more horsepower, so we turned it up to 245 horsepower, and it does have a Tier 3 engine for the emission certification. It has an 800-gallon tank and three boom options, 80, 90, and new this year is the 100-foot boom option. Now, all the 30 Series sprayers come with an excellent suspension package, as you see here in the picture. Each wheel is provided with an airbag that has a range of motion of 8 inches. So most of the shock is taken out right at the wheel. You also notice a valve located up here on top of the airbag. That's the auto leveling option that we have, or auto leveling feature. That does a great job of keeping the airbag inflated to an optimum height, providing excellent or optimal suspension, whether your tank is full, half full, or empty. Now let's take a look inside the cab. You'll visibly see several changes here on the 30 Series to where not only is the suspension down at the wheel provide an excellent ride, but we also have an air ride seat inside the cab that helps the operator with a smooth and comfortable operation. You'll notice the front ladder and the booms in the folded position have been flattened out for definitely an increase in visibility. Also, the hydro handle, the orange hydro handle there, has most of the features right at the operator's fingertips, so he never really has to take his hand off that hydro handle in operation. And new this year is the GS2 Green Star display that is standard in all the 30 Series sprayers. So as we look at the GS2, it comes preloaded with all the programs that you're used to. So a lot of you probably purchase a GS2 for your combine or your tractor or your picker, and that's going to be consistent with what you get in the sprayer. So it automatically comes with the manual guidance, the parallel tracking feature, documentation, and the map-based prescription functions. Now, if you want to activate those, you have to get a receiver, and that's an ITC receiver, as you see on the right-hand side here, and that pulls in the GPS and activates all those functions. Other features that we have available is AutoTrack and Swath Control Pro. And Swath Control has really been a popular option on sprayers. It controls the section on and off using GPS, so it automatically does that for you. You no longer have to do that. Now, with the GS2s being implemented into the 30 Series sprayers this year, it also brings a new SprayStar program. So we have our John Deere controller that we use to control the wet system or the dry box. And here's a glimpse of what that looks like. We have 4 drop-down menus on the top with 11 different options, and those include fuel or coolant or pressure or speed. Whatever you want to look at, you can select that and have that visible to you at a glance. In the middle of the page, we have our sprayer functions. So we have 3 programmable rates, the tank volume, which will count down, and the boom there, which shows you the sections. When they're black, as they see in the picture, they're active. And when you're actually spraying, there'll be blue triangles underneath there. And then below the boom is a new feature on the 47 and 4830 this year. It's called BoomTrack Pro. And BoomTrack is a height sensing system that's mounted out on the booms that can look at the ground. And as you travel through the field, will automatically move the boom to match a terrain. So very easy to look at all this, a lot of information just at a glance as you operate the machine through the field. Now the GS2 also provides many different ways of setting it up in terms of layout. If you're only using the sprayer side of it, you can set it up just like I showed you in the previous slide. But if you want to use the AMS, use Swath Control, AutoTrack, prescriptions, you can set it up this way or I think there's 15 other ways you can do it. The example I show here, you have the guidance on the top, the sprayer functions on the bottom, and then your documentation information on the right. Now, if you want to do map-based prescriptions, here's an example of what one of those would look like. You'd set that up on your desktop software. You can see the different zones are assigned different colors. You take that information, download it on the card, and then plug the card right into the GS2. Now, once you're in the sprayer and you head to the field, you can pull that map up and have an aerial view, as you see here. So you can see the roads, and there's a farmstead in there. And the red circle shows where the machine's at. There's a little green icon that shows you where you're at, and then as you travel through the field, that little icon is going to move, and it's going to paint a map. So you'll be able to see a live painted application map as you spray. Now, Swath Control Pro mentioned a great feature, improving efficiency. There's a couple different ways you can set Swath Control up. One is to minimize skips or minimize overlap. So minimize skips is going to enable you to get complete coverage. An instance where you might use minimize overlap if you're doing an application where you're very concerned about overlap, whether it caused damage to the soil or plant or whatever it may be, you can set it up that way to minimize the overlap. Now, new to the model lineup for John Deere sprayers this year is the 4830. And that comes with 275 horsepower and a 1,000-gallon tank, and it's based off of the 4730 chassis. Now, here's a look at that new flat fold boom. You can see we moved the ladder out front. That enabled us to flatten out the booms in the transport position. That also enabled us over on the left-hand side where the ladder used to be to fill that in with fuel. So we went from a 95-gallon fuel tank all the way up to a 140-gallon fuel tank. So that enables you to stay in the field. If you choose to run the longer days, the fuel is there. You don't have to stop and go back to the yard and fill up. How about visibility? By flattening the booms out, many of you are traveling down busy roads. Here's an example of driving down a city street. Visibility is excellent. Now, BoomTrack Pro comes in 3 or 5 sensor options. And a 3-sensor system will be, you'll have a sensor mounted out here on the breakaway. You'll have one on the center frame right behind the machine, and then you'll have one on the other side breakaway. Now, 5-sensor, you'll get 2 additional sensors, and those are mounted right here on the inner wing. Now, typically, if you're going to run a 5-sensor system, you're in a rougher terrain. You might have terraces, and it just has more eyes looking at the ground to help you or help the machine move the boom more efficiently. Now, let's take a look at the 4930. The 4930 came out last year, and it is available with a solution system or a dry box. It has 325 horsepower, 1,200-gallon tank, and 3 boom options, 90, 100, and 120 foot. And new this year on the 2008 4930s is the GS2 display. So everything I showed you previously on the 47 and 48 will have a consistent program and a consistent look in the 4930. Now, BoomTrack was available last year on the 4930s, but here just wanted to give you a glance or a visual on the difference between the 3 and the 5 sensor system. Works very well on the 49. Now, when it comes to the dry box, we have a couple different offerings available here for your dry fertilizer needs. One is a 200 cubic foot fertilizer or ag lime box. The other is a 300 cubic foot fertilizer box. Now, the Spread Star controller is the John Deere controller that will control this dry box, and has a very similar look to the Spray Star controller. So as a customer, or as you transition through the seasons from the solution system to the dry box, you're never really going to miss a beat. It's going to feel familiar to you all year long. Now, changeover between the dry box and the solution system is about 4 hours. Now, the first time you do it, it's probably going to take you a little longer than that. And the fourth and fifth time you do it, you probably do it quicker than that. But the general rule of thumb is 4 hours. That's a pretty quick changeover. Now, from a capacity standpoint, these boxes are equipped to hold 10 ton. So the 200 cubic foot will hold 10 ton of ag lime. The 300 cubic foot will hold 10 ton of fertilizer. And the ag lime, we can spread up to 12 mile an hour or 10 to 12 mile an hour. about 60-foot patterns, and fertilizer, depending on how the product is, how hard it is, we can spread up to 20 mile an hour and up to 100 foot wide. So a very productive machine. And the multiplier is a small insert that is available for either box that you can put in and spread two products at one time. Now here's a look at the SpreadStar controller, or the SpreadStar program on the bottom there, mixed with the guidance and the documentation. So very similar look. So in closing, I'd invite all of you to stop by at the booth and come see what John Deere has to offer, not only on the sprayer side, but on the cotton planters and AMS side as well. Thank you very much.